Do the turnover take away from a good effort?
That is a difficult question to answer. It's a hard game to play. I mean, we shot 70%, 71% for the game to the field. And I think our concentration, I think we showed signs of immaturity at times. And turnovers, I mean, I'm not happy at all about the turnovers. I'm not happy about the number of offensive boards we gave up. But I think all things considered, after a two-week layoff, the game was not really in jeopardy. And as a coach, you know, you get in these situations and you want to see progress. You want to see guys grow. You want to see them learn how to handle prosperity. Prosperity is a form of adversity that we haven't handled well this year. And that's probably the biggest thing. Very happy for the win because we've been in situations where we deserve to win and got beat. So, you know, I don't take a win for granted. Really thrilled to get a win. But our biggest nemesis right now, I think, is prosperity. And we've just got to learn how to deal with that. And give Prairie View all the credit in the world. They do not quit. They've got five or six juniors and another four, five, six seniors. These kids compete. They play hard. They played as hard tonight for 40 minutes as anything we're going to play this year. And they battled and they scrapped and they compromised us at times, and then other times we made them pay. And it ends up being one of those games. The way they played tonight, it was feast or famine for one team or the other. Plain and simple.
Okay, I'll ask you a similar question. I mean, you set a school record for field goal percentage, and you're going to win the game. You hate to say it, you're going to win the game. Turnovers, it looked to me like, not to be overly critical, look at all the effort areas with the Prairie View. It outshot you 2-1 from the floor. Crash the offensive boards.
It's more than 25 offensive boards. I mean, that speaks for itself. 32 turnovers. Now, when you combine offensive boards and turnovers, you're talking about 57 possessions that they get that we don't get. Now, there's a margin in there where some we get back or they get back where they get three or four rebounds on one possession. But the bottom line is they created a lot more possessions for themselves. Now, that's what they have to do. And I'm not gonna be dismissive of our guys and our efforts because we had to put the ball in the hole. We had to break their pressure. We had to do it at critical times where it mattered the most. We had to step up and make our free throw shots. So, and a lot of good, but we're obviously not where we need to be.
In a game like this, you pretty much know what you're going to get from Morris. Is there someone who you're looking for tonight? Just let's see what he's got. Let's see what he can do against, you know, the pressure spring, kind of chaotic.
No, you know, it's really one of those games that, you know, you have a hard time getting your team to understand the style of play. Prairie View's style has evolved over the course of the short season. I mean, they've gone from playing a solid straight man-to-man to this trapping style. And again, it's a feast or famine situation. You know, early in the ball game, I'm on the sideline thinking, now we need to run something. But it's hard to run something when you're dumping that thing inside and you're getting good looks. It's hard to run something when you're kicking it back out for the three. You got to play. It's just one of those games you got to play. And I think if they can sustain that kind of effort night in, night out, they're going to get a lot better. We have got to learn from this experience. And again, I'm not happy by any way, shape, or form with 32 turnovers and 25 offensive boards given up. It's not good enough.
This is a game coming in. I was looking at where maybe your big guys up front might exert their influence over the game. It doesn't look like they got, couple block shots, stuff like that.
But, it's hard to kind of put that into any kind of perspective. Again, the flow of the game and the way the game is played. You know, Prairie View dictated the tempo of the game, and that's not something that we're accustomed to. Now, again, we made them pay for it, by putting 87 points on the board, or 81 points on the board, 82, I guess. So it's, you know, it's just one of those things. It's hard to put perspective when you're playing this against that style. You know, the other thing is, you know, they shot 30% for the game. Now, part of that had to do with our defense. Part of that had to do with them missing some opportunities. Just like we shot 70% on the other side. Just like we had 32 turnovers. I mean, there's a lot of give and take in that kind of basketball game.